Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the seventh parak of Maseches Yoma, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. In the Big Day Vutz Karev, the Kohen Gadol read the Torah wearing his Big Day Vutz, the white begadim, then he would have to wash his hands and feet after the reading from the Torah. Pashat Yarav Tavel, he would take off the white clothing and he'd go down into the mikvah. Olav in the stapik, he came out of the mikvah and he dried himself off. And they would bring him the big day zav and he would put them on. And again, he would wash his hands and feet. So the last several prakim discussed the avoda that the Kohen Gadol did with the par and with the sa'ir and with the sirla zazel. But there are two other groups of karbanos that have to be taken care of in Yom Kippur. One is the ayil of the Kohen Gadol and the ayil of the people, both of which were karbanos ola. And the other thing is that the musaf of Yom Kippur, which had three different types of animals. It was a bull for an ola, it was seven sheep for an ola, and it was a goat for a chatos achitzon. So the Mishnah is first going to tell us the two rams were brought at this point in the avoda, and it's going to quote a machlokas about when the musaf, you know, the various animals for the carbon musaf were brought. The Yatzavah says, Elo ves el ha'am. He then went out and did what he needed to do with his ram and the ram of the am. And later, when the afternoon, when the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim was brought, he brought the seven kvasim that were in their first year of life, as well as the other carbon musaf animals, meaning another bull and a goat. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, all of the musaf was done right before they brought the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. But the next Tana says, no, they would split the Musaf into two parts, and they were makriv them at different times. Rabbi Akiva Omer, im Tamid Shel Shachar Kraven Upar Ha'ola, that they would bring the together with the Tamid Shel Shachar, the seven sheep of the Musaf, and the power of the Musaf, which was an Ola, Visayar, Nasa B'chutz, Im Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, and the goat of the Korban Musaf, which they would do, the Avodah B'chutz, was brought together with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So they split the Musaf in between the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So now, we said that the Kohen Gadol went to the mikvah for the third time, and put on the Big Day Zav, and then brought the Ayil and the Elo Shel Ha'am. So the Mishnah tells us now about the fourth time he went to the mikvah. He'd wash his hands and feet again. He would take off his big day zahav and go into the mikvah. And he came out and he dried himself off. He put back his big day lovan and he got dressed. And once again, he would wash his hands and feet. And then he went back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the ladle and the shovel that he had used earlier to be makdir the ketores. Then he would wash his hands and feet again. Upashad Yard Vitavel, he would take off his big day lavan, go into the mikveh again. Olav in the stapik, he came out of the mikveh, dried himself off. He vilo big day zav, vilavash, and he put on his big day zahav again, vikidish yad v'raglav, and once again he was mekadish yad v'raglav, v'nichmas haktir ketores, shel ben arbayim. And then he brought the afternoon ketores, ulehete v'saneros, and he would also clean out the lamps of the menorah. Now that he finished the whole avodas yom, he got into his own clothing, vikidish yad. He washed his hands and feet, and he took off his golden clothing, his big day zahav, hevilo big day atzmo v'lavash, and they brought him his own clothing, and he put them on. Umelavenoso ad beison. The people escorted him until he got to his house. V'yom tov hayosa lo'ohava b'shashiyotza b'shalom min hakodesh, and he'd make a big party for people who loved him, for his friends, when they realized that he had successfully finished the entire avodah of Yom Kippur. And he was safe. Nothing happened that harmed him in any which way. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we learned that if the Kohen Gadol was wearing the Big Day Lavan when he read from the Torah, so he would do another Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, take off his clothing, go to the mikveh again, then put on the Big Day Zahav, do another Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and then take care of the other Karbanos that he had, his own Ayil, the Ayil Ha'am, and we had a Machlokas, exactly how the various Karbanos for the Musaf were brought. Were they all brought together with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, or they split between the Shel Shachar and Shel Ben in Arba'im. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said again he would wash his hands and feet, and he would be Tovel again, and then they put back on the Bigdei Lavan so he can go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, remove the Kaf and the Machta from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then he would again go to the Mikvah and again put on his Bigdei Zahav, and then he would be Makta the Ketorish Shel Bein Arba'im, and then he would again be Mekadish Yad HaVeraglav to remove the Bigdei Zahav, and then he would just get back in civilian clothing, and they would walk him back home, and he would make a big party on Matzah Yom Kippur for his loved ones, because he survived the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parag Zayin, Mishnah Hey.